Welcome to BritishHeritage.com. The growing influence of women had a profound effect on life in Great Britain. In this preview of Farewell to Downton, we learn more about the changes and challenges faced by the British between the wars.
We are here today in our New York studio with Dr. Dana Huntley, editor of British Heritage Travel Magazine, and we want to talk to him a little bit about his piece in our next issue called Farewell to Downton Abbey. How are you today?
I am well, thank you.
Well, it's a rainy day in New York. It seems like we're in London.
They get their share.
They do. I want to quote just quickly, or paraphrase and almost quote, something you said, which is, we have never lived in either world, and you're referencing the high and the low, the aristocrats and the servants, both ends of that world. Yet somehow, Sir Julian Fellowes has given us leave to walk away in their moccasins, or to get to know people on both ends of that spectrum. Why do you think this has resonated so much with Americans? Because this is a whole world that we have never lived in.
That's true. However, we have a great fondness for historic costume dramas.
Yes, we do.
and that is part of it. We do like that elegant world that has never been part of American society. At the same time, it's a great testimony to the sheer literary skill of Julian Fellowes, the writer, who makes us care for a great many and a great variety of characters,
yes,
despite
absolutely.
The fact that we get just little bits of their
Little bits of their storyline as we go
that's
through.
Right.
Yeah, the way he weaves them together is a fascinating thing. And much has been written about that in all the years that this has been on television.
Exactly.
So that just makes it worse to have to say goodbye, doesn't it?
Well, this is Farewell to Downton Abbey. Julian Fellowes and the executive producers, they're ringing the curtain down at the right time on the story, because the story of Downton Abbey as a place is ringing down.
Yes.
And it's very much been a paradigm of what happened to the great country houses all over Britain through the 20th century.
Yes, and now that's what I really want to get into with you, because this is a great area of expertise for you. And because British Heritage Magazine is very interested in keeping authentic British history as our hallmark, what do you think might be very authentic, and what do you think might not be as authentic and might be part of their dramatic uptick, let's say, in this series?
Well, in general, the history and the historic detail is spot on. And the disintegration of that way of life, the challenges that the Granthams are facing, that Lord Grantham is facing, were very typical, and it is very accurate. The one thing that I have pointed out is that the easy familiarity between the upstairs and downstairs worlds is probably not characteristic of the way things work. But that's not without precedent, and I think to some extent can be attributed to the influence of Lady Cora. Lady
yes.
Grantham is an American, and the rigidity of the social structure is not what the tradition was.
Absolutely. We were talking earlier about the two older women and the fact that the Dowager Empress would not and could not have had the relationship she has with Mrs. Crowley.
Lady Violet, yes, she would greatly appreciate the promotion from Countess to Empress.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke her title.
But I think that's an example of how Julian Fellowes has managed to deal with many of the social tensions and the changes that went on between the First World War and the Second World War in society and in that social class. No, it's a very smooth operation to build this relationship between Mrs. Crawley, the upper middle class liberal, and Lady Violet, who as a younger woman wouldn't have even spoken to people like Mrs. Crawley.
Mm-hmm.
But in that time, the women like Mrs. Crawley, the middle class women, were the engineer behind social changes, the suffragettes and expansion of voting rights and medical care and treatment of the poor, were to a large extent sparked by women like Mrs. Crawley.
Oh, how interesting. So the character Mrs. Crawley stands for a great deal of social change that's absolutely authentic.
Yes, very much so.
Okay. And in this period now, of course, we start when the series started with the Titanic going down, but now
Right. We're
in the period of between the wars, Britain. You mentioned in one of your articles some very interesting things. It might have been the 2012 article about the many political things going on at that time. Can you tell our listeners a little, just a capsule of what that was?
Well, in this country, World War I is more or less a forgotten war. We took part, but we came in late. It didn't change the fabric of our society. We lost 117,000 military deaths. Great Britain lost 800,000 military deaths, an entire generation in a much smaller country. And that prompted huge labor shortage. Women could get jobs because there weren't men to do them. All of a sudden, there were attractive alternatives to a career in domestic service.
Mm-hmm.
There were men who might otherwise have spent an entire life in the role that they were born into now have aspiration because there are places to go in society.
That's amazing. And the government changed, did it not?
With the end of World War I, when universal suffrage is in effect, Britain elects labor governments that are out of the trade union movement, that are explicitly what we would call left-wing or socialist, and they had the political clout to attempt to change and effectively to change society. One of the greatest problems that estates like Downton Abbey and the Granthams faced was death duties. When
yes.
labor government made confiscatory death duties such that for the family to retain the estate, they have to sell off land that supports the estate to pay the death duties. In two or three generations, there's nothing left to maintain the estate.
Learn more about the Great Estates, the National Trust, and how to visit the real village of Downton in our next conversation with Dr. Dana Huntley. Say farewell to Downton Abbey here at BritishHeritage.com. Thanks for listening.